Ni mulepos me. Bonsoir, Monsieur Dem. It is Sunday, August 4th, 2013, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com, broadcasting to you live from Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The two songs you heard at the top of the hour were Denme Agapas, from the Buddha Bar Volume 3, I believe, and Edge of the Night by Azatron. I will be right back with you, but please enjoy this next song. And, yeah, First of the Month by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Call me that punk, I'm breakfast from the east to the west, I'm making that money all across the world, man. I ain't gonna want to say clear. clear truth. And I know the record late tonight, but I gotta make it live, so I ask the Lord to keep my homeboy tied. We'll be coming over here, it's all about making my water first, get a tip, but don't flip. Getting life with the bumpers for where the hustlers in the graveyard shift. On the first.
Wake up, wake up.
What's up, everybody? This is like my first time ever playing guitar. Or is it bass or a guitar? I don't know what it is.
Guitar.
A guitar! Oh, yay! Ha ha! Okay, let's see how I do. One. Ow. Okay. One, two, three. Maybe not. I'm just gonna keep playing. I'm just trying to get my fingers going. Okay, I'm getting an expert. There we go. Okay. Chime in whenever I'm sucking really bad, which will be soon. Happy Wednesday, America, rocking. Okay, I can't sing either, fuck. Okay. My rendition of You Can Do It, Put Your Back Into It. This is my final jam thrust. Okay. Voila. You're listening to Naked Girls Radio, and it's me, Sandra London. You're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is an erotic short called The Sweetest Death. Enjoy.
Going.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme. Your lust. The throttle, the glide. You want to slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high. You ride. My lust.
Thank you.
hugs. I could forget you then, but I won't. Trust me, folks. No matter how many blunts I smoke, some people just stick in my brain. Lobotomy, millions of faces contained inside of me, relaying situations, racing, botanomy, otomy, bowing me, consciously leaving me with knowledge keys, a gem that I could keep. Cause honestly, all you oddballs inspire me, remind me that I am me now. I can see how
everybody saying that you're cool.
Rolling.
Hello.
Yes, we are. Hi. You're watching Songs from London TV and the Living Friend in LA.com all at the same time. I'm Sandra London. I'm here with
Lily Cade.
And Lily Cade is awesome. We just got done shooting our second and third
scene. Our second today and our third overall.
Yes. So we just had a good, fun time, and
we were just having sex right where we are right now.
Very true. Yeah.
And we got this.
Yeah, this is our,
I don't think you were wearing this.
I was not. She broke my pearls, you guys. Isn't that terrible?
No.
They're going to be as passionate.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine. They're replaceable. Anyway.
I knew they came off.
But Lily's going to tell my readers and viewers a bit about herself. I'm going to chime in every now and again, but I'm going to give her the kitchen.
Hey, so I'm Lily Cade, and you can find more of me at lilycade.com, which is LilyCade.com. And I've been in porn since November 16th of 2008. and I'm an adult performer. I'm a girl group performer, and I'm also a director. So my directorial debut is a movie called Art School Dykes, which is awesome, and you should get it. And the next movie that I direct is called Hardworking Girl.
When is that coming out?
Art School is out in December of 2010.
Ooh.
And Hardworking Girls is going to come out in October.
Where can I find Art School Dykes?
Anywhere adult DVD better. So
everywhere.
Yeah, if you go online.
Hot Movies, ABS.
It's not on Hot Movies, but you can get the DVD on Universe or Adult DVD Empire or GLA Raleigh, wherever you buy your adult DVDs. And you can also get the scenes that I'm in on my website, lilykay.com.
There we go.
So if you don't want to see the parts that I wasn't in, just go to my website.
All the time, lilykay.com.
And there'll be content of her on there, too.
And how much is that per month?
It's
$19.95. Okay. Guys, sign up.
And it updates once a week with a video update and once a week with a photo update, and we do occasional bonus updates because sometimes I have, like, you know, 5-minute clips or something, but it doesn't constitute an actual update, and I just throw it on there.
There you go.
What else about me?
She's been really good at
what I do.
She is. Look at her, man. Oh.
Redheads. You guys know already, I like redheads, right?
Yeah. Here's some red hair. Here's some more red hair.
Ooh. Damn. Well, she's got her face in it.
Wow.
She's brash and bold and beautiful, and that's why she's awesome.
But yeah, tell us more about what got you interested in creating your own company, like what made you want to do your own thing.
I'm a film school grad. I went to USC Film School, University of Southern California, not the one on the other coast. But I always wanted to make movies, and I just kind of fell into porn, and pretty much from the moment that I got into it, I wanted to make my own stuff, my own movies, my own content. And last year, actually Cinco de Mayo of 2010 is when I officially started my production company and started filming my own content. Mm-hmm. So I've shot for my own site, of course, and then I shot for Good Day Porn, for Homegrown Video, for Nightingale Pictures, for Philly Films, and for Girlfriend Films. And directing is what I really love. I absolutely adore performing. Don't get me wrong. Performing is amazing. But I also absolutely love directing, and that's what I always wanted to do.
And did you attend, like, a theater-based high school or any type of
thing? I actually went to Catholic school.
Very interesting.
Ooh. For high school, and then I went to USC for film school.
Do you have any Catholic schoolgirl things in anything that you've shot?
The weird thing is, like, I don't think I've ever shot a Catholic school play in my life. I shot one Catholic schoolgirl scene, but it has not come out, and I don't think it will ever come out. I got hired by this kind of, like, crazy director from New York. She was a short, tiny, tight, muscle-bound little Asian chick. And she hired me and Torrid, who I think the only form that Torrid has done is the movie Tomboys with me. But she hired me and Torrid to do a scene where I was, like, the bad schoolgirl and she was a good schoolgirl. So I was actually kind of dressed like a cowboy. Like, flannel shirt, cowboy hat, black 501 Levi's. And she had us actually messing around outside a school, a real school in the valley. And she like, I'm smoking and watching Torrid, who's wearing the schoolgirl outfit. And then I come over and kind of, like, start seducing her. And the director yells, "Go down on her! Blow the smoke up her twat!"
Right in front of school.
I do. Right in front of the school. And I'm really sad, actually, that this scene never came out because we didn't complete the sex in front of the school, but we started it. Like, I went down on her for a while outside an actual working high school. And on the same movie,
are
I
you
also
sure
had...
this should be filmed right now?
It should be
filmed.
What?
Fantasies. For entertainment purposes, I'm like,
No, it wasn't
in
session. It wasn't in session.
And it wasn't even really a school. It was like a it was just like Catholic divine.
The same movie, we also had sex in the bathroom of a Holiday Inn, me and Kate and St. John, who's in our school bikes, and who's awesome. She's on her website, oytelmy.com. But this movie, it never came out. And that's something I regret. Because I really wanted to see how it turned out. But it's the only Catholic school girl thing I've done.
Oh,
I think because I don't look like a schoolgirl.
I think I look too not innocent to be a schoolgirl.
I don't think so. No.
You think I look innocent?
Totally.
Because I'm not.
Like a fresh-faced sheriff. yeah. So, you want to talk about... Okay, we met in January while we were filming
a pirate movie.
So if you guys have seen Girl Finds, then you're already familiar with that.
Which is her first girl.
If not, you need to catch up. And that was my girl, very first debut girl thing. And it was shot at my place.
Mm-hmm.
And my bed.
Right here in Miami.
It was hot. But, yes. And we may be continuing on with that Pirates movie and some more movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to introduce you guys to her because she's cool and she's very talented, and she's up and coming as a major adult movie film chica, so check her out again.
I'm good at porn.
She's good at it. You heard it from Straight Converse. But on the way, as we're concluding this interview, I'm going to get up and show you, or maybe even stand right here, like on my counter, what I wear if I won't fall. I do, and then I did it for you all.
I'm going to have to take her to the hospital.
Oh, no. I'll just run some testing on it. I'll do this one. Okay, one, two. Yeah, okay, now you can see all of me, but voila, right? Belly, freezing, skirt. And this jacket. Yeah, this was not on before, but it is now. And then, Reese, cha-cha-cha. The pink, like, Barbie, and raised bikini top. And then...
I was wearing this. And something on over it, I mean under it, that isn't here anymore.
Whoa.
Can I show the window?
You can show whatever you want.
There we go. And these.
Yeah. So she's wearing that, and I gotta figure out how to get down gracefully, but
by jumping.
It's a moment, yeah. I'm gonna take a camera. Okay, where are you? There you are. There's
that.
There's a butt in front of the stove. A woman's place is in the home.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. No, it's not me. No, I don't even care. Let's see. And then, there you go. And, hey, it's like falling.
Okay, there you go.
Hi. And we're signing. Oh, excuse this. Okay, there we go. There we go. Signing off.
Bye.
Bye. LilyK.com. Sandra London TV on YouTube. And LiveAndGrindInLA.com. Bye. We'll be right back.
And we're back. You've just heard the song Les Oreilles by 45, and a whole gaggle of other songs and some erotica and some interview time with the illustrious Lily Cade. And so now I'll go ahead and do a live reading of one of my short erotic poems. This was published, This was published Monday, October 3rd, 2011, and it's called The Lot of Lizards. Now, I just a few weeks ago, I was tinkering around all my old files and things like this, and I remember a really cool song that I had been working on that is directly, like, reimagined from this here erotic short called The Lot of Lizards. So I will be playing that soon. I'm going to add it to the Playtime with Sandra radio lineup. So stay tuned for that. That's coming very soon. And what else? Oh, a big, big shout-out, hello, and hug, and kisses to Jess of Naked Girls Radio and Big D over there in the virtual world, virtual land of Naked Girls Radio. They're currently tuning in, as you all should be as well, over on the VWW, the virtual world web. Yes, so hello, hello, hello. Okay, so I'll go ahead and do it right now. Eileen's just set up shop and she's new. You've only to hand over her due. She'll swing her ass round and her panties right on down till you've humped, till you've pumped, till you're blue. The end. And that was dedicated to none other than Eileen Wuornos. I don't know why, but I felt that within me to perform that and to write and publish that for you all to hear and to see. So feel free to check that out on livinggrind.com, aka tolivinggrindinla.com, if you'd like to see it for yourself. And stay tuned for future episodes where the song that was made from it was actualized. There you are. I have a few other things I'll do likely live readings for coming very, very soon. And I believe I may be having a guest caller, Michelle of Rock Scars Magazine, and she's been doing some work with some pinup models and the like, so I look forward to hearing that if she calls in. I believe she will, so stay tuned for that. But in the meanwhile, please check out this next song, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Oh, and I must not forget, I hope everyone out there, if you've ever checked out Lulu Love, and if you have not, you should, at lululove.com. She just had a birthday, so if you haven't, had a mind to send a gift, maybe you shall. She just had a birthday, so happy birthday, Lulu. Hope you had a great one, and everyone, check out this next song at Elaine by Dive Bomber, and I'll be right back with you.
Tuesday morning, I took a long ride. By Wednesday afternoon, I just broke down inside. It was time to figure out what the plan was this time. About Wednesday evening, I could not stop crying. Every time I tried, every mistake forgiven. Every time I felt like it was not worth living. I remember my promise, my vow to you. I would not live a lie, I would not be untrue. This is the last night, this is the last call. I can't truly say I gave it all. This is for you, Lee.
Let's all get undressed and put couch. Mama, I'm blessed and yes, I'm horny. Now let's have sex right next to the carpet brush. I know that it's a prop. No, it's not. That's Uncle Fester molested a goblin. He's looking up your dress, so I guess you're a hottie. And I'm an alcoholic, and he's perverted. And we both flirting. I drank too much C-Tone bourbon to see you're a virgin. I'm not trying to misinterpret, but if it is for certain, I'm all on top of it. Don't worry about the beauty, 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 beauty. I'm a proctologist. I rock on this shit like I knocked on this shit. Put a block on this shit. 43, bump, bump on my son. It's Halloween night. Bang for the city, throw your hands up high. So many ghosts and goblins. And mama, I love your costume. Can't take on my mask, cause this is who I am. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm one of them. I'm a musical monster. Can't kill this musical monster. Swag on a million, really bent, how I'm supposed to benefit. Yeah, I'm the best, yeah, innocent. Took that bitch's innocence all on the internet. I ain't on the injured list, they're sitting on the bench. I got too much energy, no, not for Gatorade. I'm an alligator, mate, moving at a greater pace. I like my chances, wanna play a game of space. I'ma take the team away, follow me to Halloween. And I don't need a dollar to be considered the best and impressive side of me. I'ma be all on.
Please have a Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Who's calling?
This is Michelle Machete.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good, pretty good. How is everything going? I heard from Jess earlier that you were working on some pinup stuff.
Yeah, I'm working with a modeling company that goes by the name of Damsels in a Dress. We sell accessories and offer pinup photography at vintage car shows. And then we go by murder pinups at the horror conventions that we work off of. So we try to help out aspiring like artists and models have a backbone in getting their name out there and getting recognized for their art, you know, because it's really hard to get going out there nowadays. There's a lot of names and a lot of different faces you have to work with and a lot of different artists that have, you know, a certain technique or style that is similar to yours, and it's just getting people out there to know that you have something going for you and they can
recognize
people as well. So.
Okay. And so how specifically do they help with their models? Do they design like a sort of like promo plan to like market them heavily?
Well, I mean, some of the models have already branched off and joined different companies or started doing hair and makeup for other people or other photographers started doing their own thing, their own businesses. So what we try to do is, the main owner of Murder Pinups is Jenny Terror. You can find her on Facebook, and Murder Pinups is the main Facebook page.
Okay.
She sets up different photo shoots, like we do boudoir photo shoots, cowgirl photo shoots, and we do the hair and makeup for them. Also, we have Shay. She's been taking over on photography, and she's also a model. We help with coaching. We help style them. You know, we try to give them the best confidence they have so they feel comfortable and they know what works well with what they have going for them. And, I mean, all different girls that are beautiful in any certain way, like modified to fuller figures to skinny, We try to specialize in making the girls feel good and being able to get their art out there and being able to celebrate their own beauty.
Okay, and are they like, are you locally based or do you accept models from like all over or is it primarily local?
Well, we're located in Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland region. We work out in Indianapolis. We've done Days of the Dead horror convention out there. We've done car shows out there. And Indiana and Illinois are our main states that we're in. But I mean, we have enough photo shoots set up. Like, some girls do come out of state to do a photo shoot with us, and we try to do the best we can with the little crew that we have, because everybody starts branching off to go to their own thing. We're just trying to help people get out there and get started.
And how many models do you have on your roster currently?
I would say 6 for sure girls, but we get new girls for photo shoots all the time. I mean, the names are always coming and going. Some girls stick with it, and some girls decide, you know, they're happy with just doing one shoot for themselves. So, I mean, it's up to the person, like, what they want to do with it. I also
and
work
you,
with...
You've been with them for how long? Like, is this the first modeling sort of agency or group that you've worked with, or have you worked with others in the past?
Well, I have past experiences from when I was a child doing some photography and beauty pageants and stuff like that. But those were fun for me. I was a tomboy. My mom made me get up there in a dress. When high school came around, I did not go to any dances. I didn't even want my picture in the yearbook. I was just that type of girl. And it's different now. Now I'm just like, whatever, I'll do it.
Yeah, you're making up for lost time. You're like, dude, I'm pretty. I need to go be a film.
I'm sorry about my voice. We just worked a car show last night, and I like to talk a lot at these things, and now my voice is just gone. So.
No worries.
And you don't sound like this husky and seductive, so.
Yeah, there you go. Well, how many people came out for the car show?
Oh, it was a big turnout. We run the pinup contest there, because we give trophies away for the winning cars for, like, different categories, and then Damsels in a Dress, that's the name we go by for car shows. We took care of the pinup contest, and last year we had about, I think, 10 contestants, and then 2 dropped out last minute, and then we had 15 this year altogether. And there was more people, a bigger turnout with people. I don't even know the numbers. I don't even know. There was a lot more people there, though. I mean, more people having fun, and so it's growing. I mean, that's how you know when something's getting better.
Definitely.
And
who won for the car,
like the best car?
I have no idea. I know the girl that won. Her name was Felix. I don't know. I was trying to work the booth and multitask as much as I could.
Okay. Yeah, I've experienced that before when I'm at, like, some big event, and I'm like, okay, whatever the main feature was, every now and again I forget what actually happened because I was so centered on who I was meeting or, like, what was going on directly around me and stuff, so I totally get it.
Well, our girls, like, when me and my friend Vale, we were walking around looking at the cars, and we were just getting pulled aside constantly to take pictures with them, you know, because we're done up in the pinup style and everything, and it's a good time, you know. You know, and, like, it's like we just can't walk around. We got to keep putting our beers down to do a pose, so it's a lot of fun. And then, I would say, I don't know the make, and it sounds so horrible, but it was a purple Cadillac convertible. I think it was like a 56 or 57. Yeah, I said the year was, but it was really, 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 really
awesome.
I like classic cars.
Yeah, they were all vintage, like, they're all really nice. Like, I wish some of the paint jobs on the car came in nail polish because, like, you can never find some, like, color. And there's also somebody else I work with that helps beginning artists of a bigger spectrum. His name is Tyrell Anderson. He runs Seventh Circle Magazine. You can look it up on that line. It's 7th Circle Magazine. And it's an online magazine right now, and you can order a print, made-to-print issue, too, as well. a lot of the murder pinups have been featured in there. And it's like he does the seven spectrums of art is like this, what he specifies in is like urbex, graffiti, the art of tattoos from like the whether the models have tattoos or it's the tattoo artist, modeling from, you know, the whole set and design to the model herself, photography, different styles of photography. And
do most of your models have tattoos or piercings?
A lot of them do. A lot of them do. But, I mean, it doesn't mean that we don't give girls that don't have tattoos or piercings, like, a chance or anything, but it seems to be the broader spectrum that we attract. So,
yeah.
You know,
it's
really nice. Like, a lot of his locations are abandoned buildings, like, really old abandoned buildings that have a lot of depth to them. And he's able to find, like, look around and visualize how he wants the girl. You know, he wants to know what type of hair and makeup they have. And Tyrell is, like, really awesome at what he does. Like, he captures, like, you know, it's a still picture, but he captures movement in it. You know, there's life behind it. There's, like, a depth to all his pictures that he takes of the models.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
also
what's your favorite
as far as the type of photo shoot that took place?
Mm-hmm.
Where you were there or
where
you saw
there,
the pictures?
I don't know. I have a lot of fun with it now. Like, I've gotten pretty comfortable doing it. Like, I even help coach some girls and some of my friends, you know, that I know are just starting out modeling and they have the looks, you know, and you know, I tell them to come along with me with the shoots and stuff like that. Like, I like seeing, like, a family grow, you know. But
yeah.
My favorite,
yeah.
I don't know, I like the pinup ones. It's a lot of work to do those because the hair and everything, you have to have that, you know, defined, flawless look. And but I have fun with that, you know, because it makes you feel like you're glamorous. And
yeah.
Then I don't know, I like to do daring photo shoots. Where it looks like it's kind of scary and you're risking your neck getting up into a certain position.
Was it one of your models that was like on a huge tall building where it looks like they're going to fall off?
Oh, we've done that, yeah. I think it was like 13 flights of stairs that we had to climb up with all of our suitcases and costumes or luggage and everything. And
oh, my goodness.
I'm like, man, I should have drank a rock star today. I was not prepared for this. But it's fun, you know? I mean, sometimes you're really worn out after a photo shoot, but it's all in good fun, you know? Like,
it's definitely worth it if you get that wing shot.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, Tyrell does really good editing. He's really comfortable to work with, and I've worked with a few other people that are beginning photographers and everything, and they're starting to make a name for themselves. And it's just really nice to be around people, you know, because, like, it can be scary, you know, going to a photo shoot. You don't really know the photographer. You don't know the people that are doing your makeup, and you're, like, trusting them to make this image for you, you know, that you don't know how it's exactly going to turn out. And I've been real happy with all the people I've worked within Seven Circle Magazine, Murder Pinups, and Damsels in a Dress. Like, the turnout has been really good for, like, meeting people and everything.
With
murder pinups, it was like a lot of trial and error. I did photo shoots with like multiple photographers that you take so many pictures and you do so many costume changes and you only get one picture back. You know, or you get no pictures back and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Where am I floating around at, you know?
Exactly.
So, and like, that's why I feel like Murder Connect is a great start for girls that are getting out there, and it's a good way to make friends and everything and just have fun, you know, doing a hobby and being able to just connect with people. It's a great time.
Awesome. So do you have any events planned
for the near
future?
Well, I also do Girls and Grunge at the Exit every Tuesday from 11 to 4 p.m. I'm going to give all my girls from Girls and Grunge out there a shout-out. That's in the Exit in Chicago, Illinois. I haven't been back for some time, but I'll be coming back soon. I've just been really busy with everything else. We have Murder Pinups has a booth run at the Jalopy Fest, which is September 8th through 9th in Morris, Illinois. That's another car show. So we will actually be there as damsels in a dress. And we make all of our own hair accessories. We're going to be starting to sell clothes, custom-made clothes.
What kind of hair accessories do you make?
Hair bows, hair wraps, like bandanas, hair flowers, hair clips of various little different decals and items on them.
Is that on your website to look at and stuff?
You can see some of the old items we have, but we always update and try to keep new things going on, and we run out of certain items because they're all custom made.
So we
have to put new stuff up there. We're actually in the middle of gaining more inventory and making it ready to get out there. So
it's a lot of work,
but it's fun doing it.
And then what do you do with the Girls and Grunge over in Chicago? What is it? What does it involve?
It's like a metal, punk, rock bar, and the girls dress up and skimpy, like punk rock clothing, and we wear chucks, and we get up on a bar and dance around and just have a fun night.
Just
entertaining the crowd and being little punks, so it's a lot of fun.
That sounds cool.
If you want a taste of like a true Chicago scene, go to the Exit. It's a great time.
The Exit. Okay.
And it's open later than any other bar in that area. Most bars close at 3 and they're open till 4 p.m.
Jeez, how'd they get away with that?
I don't know. They have magic skills there. They have an upstairs and a downstairs, too.
Ooh. Well, alrighty then. The show's coming to a close, but I've enjoyed talking with you, and I will promote the heck out of your Murder Pinup website over on Facebook, and the work of Tyrell Anderson. Yeah.
Cool. And then I have one more shout out.
I want to give a shout out to Steve Crabtree.
He's the craftsman of Beat Boogie Quality Custom Drums. He hand makes, it's his handcraft. He has a showroom. He'll ship to anybody that looks on his website, and he can make them made to order. And they're phenomenal looking drums.
What's the website for him?
You can Google Beat Boogie Quality Custom Drums.
Beat Boogie. I want some drums. Look at it.
They're like works of art. You could do anything from like wood grain, metal, leopard print, to sparkling hot pink.
That leopard sounds hot.
It is pretty hot. And it's fuzzy too.
Okay. I'm going to look into that, and I'll get with you after the show, too. But thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great night.
No problem. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. Back again. It's Sandra London here on Playtime with Sandra Radio. I hope you all enjoyed the last interview that I just had just now with Michelle of Murder Pinups, hailing from the Indiana-Chicagoland area, and her work with Murder Pinups, Girls in Grunge, and Damsels in a Dress. Murder Pinups is over on Facebook, so you all are very welcome and obliged hereby to go and check it out. And shout outs to Tyrell Anderson of 7PH Circle Magazine and Steve of Beat Boogie Custom Drums over there at the Leopard Custom Drums. I'm going to check that out. And anybody in the Chicago area on September 8th and September 9th, the Jalopy Festival Car Show is going down. So, yes, I will be back with you all next week, next Sunday, as always. And I hope you all have a very good evening. I will go ahead and end tonight's broadcast with Sex on Planes. Yes, Sex on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And I will talk to you all soon. Check me out on livinggrind.com and here on Playtime with Sandra Radio and over on Twitter at I'm Sandra London. Hello, everyone. Stay tuned. I'm about to read you a very naughty erotic story of mine. It's called Sex in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Why can't I say that word correctly? You want to help me out here, Zach? Automobile.
Automobile.
Automobile. It's just now through me. Sorry. But yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be so much fun. So much fun. Hello, world. Tonight's bedtime story is called Sex on Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Dear Diary.
Vroom, vroom.
Squeak, squeak. Squeal. A hush. Muffled giggle.
Was that light there before?
Are you sure you know this area? Are the flight attendants sleeping?
Put your legs here.
Ugh. Hold on. My neck's getting stiff.
Hold on. Someone's coming here. Put your head under the covers. Stay down. Keep your mouth where it is.
Oh, my. Okay. I really need some air for a second. Gosh, I don't remember your cock being that big. Is this the lighting?
Oh, your pussy feels so tight.
Duh. Passenger seat or back seat? Recline or straight up? Condoms or peanuts? An extra blanket and towel, s'il vous plaît? A tissue. Napkins. Seat indentations on the skin. Rug burn. Darkness. A light switch. Mystery. Is that your cock or the stick shift? Does it matter? Start, stop, shift, redress, ease away slowly. Oh, what fun it is to ride while riding in an automobile or on a train. Now, I have yet to fuck on a plane, but I have given head while my then boyfriend's parents are sleeping right next to it. How bold. How daring. Ghastly, even. Yet, hey, what can you do? Blame it on the menses. It was that lovely time, okay, excruciating time, when nature calls. Being stuck in the air was the absolute worst for this sort of conundrum. I promised your diary the only reason I was so very, very naughty was because it took my mind off pain. Oh boy, did it ever. Furthermore, if you can make yourself laugh, okay, not with your mouth full, but perhaps interspersed with the dick and mouth action, and that can't help but relieve the tension incurred by pain, pleasure, and trying to be a cock ninja chick while crammed in a tight Lufthansa lower row seat and not get booted off an international flight. The train? Yeah. Different boyfriend. Fast forward a few years later or so, en route to Barcelona. Or maybe it was Amsterdam. It wasn't our fault my guy and I were assigned an otherwise all-male cabin room. It happened, surely. No? We tucked into our small twin bed on the bottom bunk and the two bunk bed cabin and dared each other not to squeeze, shudder, gasp, nor projectile shoot our lovely, lustful liquids on the guy sleeping just across from us. Ah, but the auto, the real wheels. Now, those may be innumerable, my dearest. There's something so wrong and yet so very right about doing a real test drive while set in park. Passers-by only make that much more pleasurable, sweet, deviant, and perhaps even squishier. I actually have been cited by those of the security profession, but apparently they were human. They must have liked it and never even issued a warning. I'm so very, very, well, how uncommon is this really? Sex out loud. I mean, really. One cannot always find the right time and the comfort of one's home or that of another. It may not even be ideal, depending on who you want to bang and who's actually available in your home. Especially so if those two are not mutually exclusive. Ah, yes, dear diary. Sometimes sex on wheels is the only way at the time. And even if the sex out loud is rare, I believe it is precisely this rarity that elevates it to the status of a real Kodak moment. I'm glad you agree, my love. The end. I hope you all liked it, and I hope you have sex out loud. Good night. Bye. Hello, all you sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day. And make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.